Welcome back to the program. Thanks to everybody that's sent through a text today on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper mattresses and pillows and bedding products like no other, and of course through on the Werribee Kia open line. As we do every week, thanks to the Watchdog app, every Victorian Greyhound race live and free. We're talking Greyhound racing with the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria, Alan Clayton. And Alan, welcome. As we know, April is National Greyhound Adoption Month. What's been happening here in Victoria this year?
Yeah, look, great to be with you today on the show, Duane. And look, it's the Greyhound Adoption Program. It's really close to our heart. It's an integral part of our Greyhound Care Program and to ensure that many of our possible racing stars move on to a new future. So this is first time that we've had a month-long campaign to promote greyhound adoption, and it has proven very successful. And in keeping with COVID-19 in the environment, we've been running Zoom information sessions throughout the month to inform attendees of all the things greyhounds. And the first two sessions, the adoption information session and the greyhound vet care session, have both been sold out with 50 participants online, and they've been raising questions also with our GAP staff, and so it's just non-stop. There's lots of questions people have. We have two more sessions available in April, one on fostering greyhounds and the other on volunteer opportunities. And since 2018, we've held the National Greyhound Adoption Day each April with the team, and it's because it's national, so there's adoption days in each and every jurisdiction around Australia. And we've held it with the GAP team and GRV, and we've usually had a national ambassador for greyhound adoption, Todd McKinney, who's been he's just a wonderful person with greyhounds, and he's got two himself. And Victoria adopted out 139 out of the 407 nationally on the annual day in 18 and in 19 combined, and we missed last year because of COVID. So this Sunday, April the 18th, we are holding a scale-back National Greyhound Adoption Day at the GAP headquarters in Seymour. We hope to attract about 350 people, and it's always incredibly popular. I'll be there. It runs from 11 till 2, and details can be found on GAP's website, gap.grv.org.au.
Yeah, nice. And Alan, as the autumn $700,000 Western Festival of Racing gathers pace, we're seeing some pretty exciting racing across the state.
Yeah, look, it's a new series, Duane, and we've got four Western Victorian provincial clubs finishing up with the Warrnambool Cup on May the 5th, which is just a superb event. In the second leg of the series, we saw Ferdinand Boy take out, I want to say Fernando, but it's Ferdinand Boy,
yep,
take out the Ballarat Cup last Friday. And the stage is now set for tomorrow's heats at the Geelong Cup. And Ferdinand Boy, who was trained by Lara-based David Gill, came off a really good Shepparton Cup win just a few weeks ago and looks certain to be an upcoming star. And at Ballarat, he took full advantage of his favourite box 8 draw and ran his rivals ragged to take the $47,000 in prize money, which has boosted his winnings to $163,000. He's owned and bred by David's wife, Rose, and he also has box 8 when he won last month's Group 2 Shepparton Cup, set a new track record at 24.75. And you've got to take that in the context that the record that he beat was the record set by Hardstyle Rico in Shepparton Cup last year. Great dog, won the Melbourne Cup. So his Ballarat win was the 19th from 32 starts, and he's made it 6 wins on the trot, so he's certainly looking hot. And people are now comparing him with close relationships and former Group 1 star My Redeemer and Uphill Jewel, both of whom were trained by David Gill.
Yeah, great. And we're getting set for the heats of the Geelong Gold Cup tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, tomorrow night we've got a fitting prelude to the April 23 final on the Cup, which carries a total of 70,000 with 50,000 for the winner. There's no Ferdinand Butchie, I'm struggling with that, this time around. But we do have massive names in the lineup. There's Shimmer Classic, who was the fastest heat runner in the Ballarat Cup. Yozo Bale, who is chasing his third country cup. Kiro is Kismet, who was so impressive when taking out the launching pad. So the Geelong heats, which kick off just after 8 o'clock tomorrow night, are sure to raise the excitement levels up. And really, it's been an exceptionally successful festival. And please don't forget to watch them live and free on the GRV Watchdog app.
Thanks to Alan Clayton. We'll talk again next week. Thanks to the Watchdog app, every Victorian Greyhound race live and free on the Watchdog app. That's it for me today. Been a pleasure to have your company. So many of your calls, so many of your texts. Midday Madness tomorrow, so whatever does happen tonight, we'll be talking about it tomorrow at midday, taking your calls on it and your texts on it in Midday Madness. So make sure you put that number in your book, 1-300-736-736. Put it into your phone. Make sure it's handy tomorrow, and we'll talk some more footy and some more sport for Midday Madness. You can always download the Dwayne to a podcast anytime you like and have a listen back to the interviews we had earlier today on the program, including our chat with Sam Doherty and Matt Drendel and Sean Higgins. But stick around, Bob and Andy, they're looking forward to your company next.